You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining me today in the studio is the fabulous Dr. Melanie Mincer-Parks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Now, Good. We're talking about flu season. It's that time of the year.
It is that time of the year. And unfortunately, you know, based on all the stuff we see on the news, Texas is getting it really, really bad this year.
Really?
We are one of the top five states that have been eradicated, basically, with the flu. So we're seeing it really bad. Yes.
That's not good. You know, my coworker, Miss Ayanna Mack, she was sick just the other day. And she's like, I got the flu.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, get away.
Right.
So people want to know, though, because, you know, we hear so many different things about the flu shots. First off, people want to understand, what exactly is the flu shot?
Right. So the flu shot is a vaccine that is supposed to help your body get antibodies so that you don't get the flu itself. So the shot is an activated form of the flu virus. So people always kind of feel like, oh, if I get the flu shot, I'm going to get the flu.
Because it's tricking your body, like thinking that you already have the flu, right?
Absolutely. That was the perfect way to say it. I should have said it just like you said it. That's exactly what it does. Now, the downside to it is there is therefore the potential that you will have side effects from the vaccine, and some of the side effects may be very mild forms of what the flu may feel like, meaning you may feel a little achy, you may feel a little feverish.
Yeah.
But the most common side effect, if any, is just a little soreness at the site of where the injection was given, which is fairly common.
Yeah. I've had a flu shot. I'm going to be honest. I feel like I might do it every other year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always have the little people that come to your job and they do it for free. And they're like, JJ, you want to get the flu shot? I'm like, maybe this year. Okay, I'll do it. And it isn't that bad. And, yeah, they shoot it, like, you know, in your arm. Some of them, well, there's different types, though, right? Because you can get the kind that's like, pew.
There are. And so there's the just regular potency flu shot, which is the regular shot that goes into your arm.
Yeah.
There is even a high-dose flu shot, which is recommended for individuals over the age of 65. It just has that little extra antibody boost in it. Because we really want to protect our elderly patients and clients flu, because they are more likely to have serious side effects from the flu or complications from the flu if they actually get it.
Right.
Then there's also a nasal version of the flu shot. So it's not really a shot, but a way to be vaccinated. And that is really only recommended for certain age people that are very, very healthy and very unlikely to get the flu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. It's so funny when I saw like them do that. I think say my daughter had it, like the little nose thing. I was like, I don't know what that's doing. It doesn't even seem like it's gonna do anything. It's gonna just give me some little nose spray, but I guess it does really work. Right.
Now, have you ever had the flu?
I have had the flu before. Oh gosh, it's not a good feeling.
It's a horrible feeling. And so it's not funny, but you know, lots of times we'll have patients come into the office and, you know, say, you know, I just know I have the flu. And what is very weird is that lots of times you could just look at the patient and know, no, you probably have a very bad, I mean, because the flu is very, very, very debilitating.
Oh, yeah.
Most people have very high fevers along with it.
Oh, yeah.
The body aches is the worst. That's the worst. I mean, because just breathing sometimes feels like, oh, my muscles are just aching.
Like you think you're, like, it's over.
Right.
Like, it's only a matter of time now.
Right. And the bad thing is also usually the flu, if you really have the real true flu, it doesn't go away in 24 hours.
Right.
Like a little stomach virus or
something.
Right. It becomes very important to try to protect ourselves from the flu. You know, the average healthy person will recover from the flu with no complications and do just fine. But our little bitty guys, you know, we start vaccinating at 8-6 months. Those little kids and those that are immunocompromised older people, we really want to protect them so that they don't have the complications like pneumonia and bronchitis and those sort of things.
So what can we do to prevent the flu?
Okay, so of course, you know that we go back to the vaccination is key.
Yes.
It is what is recommended. It's not, it gives absolutely no guarantees. So it does not guarantee you will not get the flu, but it decreases the likelihood tremendously. And that's recommended for everybody over the age of 6 months.
Yeah.
Then aside from that, it's just kind of normal. What we just call just normal cleanliness. So if you're sick and you really think you're sick, stay home.
Yeah.
Washing your hands repetitively. If you're sneezing, we recommend that you sneeze into your arm or into your elbow as opposed to into your hand and those sort of things. So it becomes the same measures that we recommend using just to avoid a common cold and that sort of thing.
And I think it is good too that you had mentioned that about the flu, because a lot of, like you said earlier, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to get sick because I got the flu. You know, I've seen people who say, I got the flu shot. gotten it. 2 weeks later, I was sick. Well, you might have had a cold.
Right.
But you did not get the flu.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, like, you know, some things you just can't. It's not a cure for the common cold. Like, you can still get a cold.
Exactly. And because the flu vaccine is given when cold season is common anyway,
yeah,
lots of times it's just so coincidental, but people are able to associate, you know, I got the flu shot and then I got sick. And 9 times out of 10 is more of a coincidence than anything.
Yeah.
The other thing is it takes about 2 weeks before your body to really form all the antibodies needed to protect yourself against the flu.
Hmm.
So if you get the flu shot today and you get sick next week, it probably has nothing to do with the vaccine.
It ain't even kicked
in
yet.
It has not even kicked in.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Melanie Mincer-Parks, for giving us the scoop on the flu. And
yes, ma'am.
If people wanted to get some details.
Absolutely. My office phone number is 713-522-1221. And that's my clinic's office number. And we're happy to see any and everybody.
All right. Well, thank you so much for visiting us today. It's 97.9 The Box.